This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Wonderful afternoon to everybody as we get back into the thick of things of Tumah V'Tahara. And we are learning the first and the second Mishnayos in the second Perek of Kehillim. We'll be learning Kehillim for a long time. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Linish Masbasi Bas Robert, Shlom Ben Avraham Alevi, Peel Bas Ruvain. We learn Le'ili Nishmas, Dov Ben Chaim, Lefushalem, Fel Yamosh Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yaleh, for the Schuss of Avraham and Yom Benish Mamak Yudis and family. By Yael Klugman and family, Lefushalem, for Avigdor Ayyub and Rifkin, the Bas Chai Sar, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Yaleh, Shmuel bin Yom ben Shirulai Achana Basha Shabina, Dvar Basha Shabina, Moshe Meir ben Esther Fadal, and Meir ben Chai Yisara, they should have a Rufu Shalema, the Sey Shecha of Yisrael. So, clay eights, wooden kalim, ukleyar, leather, uklei etzem, bone, uklei zechuchas, and glass, shuteyen tahoyim. If they're flat, without a base kibble, without a container, they're not mekabel tuma. But if they have a container, tameyim. Nishbru, if they break, toheru. Chazer va'asa but mehem kalim, if you made out of them again utensils after they broke, mikablim tumah mekanel abba. In other words, the Mishnah says the tumah doesn't come back retroactively, but it's mekabel tumah from now on because once again it's a kalim. Klei cheres uklei neser. Earthenware utensils and utensils made out of alum, tum osan shava. They have the same unique conditions. Mistamin umitamin ba'avir. They become tame and they contaminate when something is dangled in their ear space. So if you dangle a sheretz into their ear space, it becomes tameh. Then if you dangle a piece of bread into the ear space, the bread becomes tameh. What? It doesn't. That's the nature. Umitamin me'achurehen. And if on the back side, the bottom of the clay cheres, there's a small little container, which is used. Sometimes you have a flower pot. And on the bottom of the flower pot, there's like a container. So then that's also tameh, because that's considered to be an interior. But the einon mitamin migabein. But it doesn't accept tumah from its outside. In other words, if a sheretz touches it outside, it doesn't become tameh. It cannot be purified in a mikveh. Rather, ushvirasan hi taharasan. The only way to be matar is to break it. Okay, that's the first Mishnah. Second Mishnah tells us, hadakin shebeklei cheres. The smallest of earthenware vessel, like a tube, an earthenware tube. Vikarkarei seyan, and if it breaks the bottom part, vikarkarei seyan, vidafanoi seyan, if it breaks and there's a bottom part with some walls that are still usable, and provided that it can sit in the place without being propped up. Yoishvin shaloi misumachim, if it could sit on the table without needing to be propped up. Shi'urin, the amount that it will be mekabel tumah. Michdei sichas katan, as long as it can contain enough oil to anoint the smallest limb of a child, the pinky, and this is true that it could hold that amount of oil and it'll still be mekabel tumah, the adloik, until the original keli was the size of a loik. Miloig v'atsa, if the original keli was from a loig until a sa, which is 24 lugin, Berevius. It has to be able to, this piece has to be able to hold the Revius. Misava at Sasayim, from a Sa to a Sasayim, which would be 48 lug. Bechatzi lug, it has to be able to hold a half a lug. Misasayim vat Shalosh, from Tusa to three, or even at Chamesh Sein, it has to hold a lug. The piece has to hold a lug. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't give amounts. I don't give amounts. El hadakin shebeklei cheres, the smallest klei cheres, v'kirkoreiseim v'dofneiseim, and its bottom with its walls from the broken piece, yoishvin shaloi misumachin, and it could sit on the table without needing to be propped up, shi'uran michdei sichas katan, the shear is if it could contain enough oil to anoint a child's pinky, v'ad kedei sadakas, and that's true until the small pots. Me'akedeiros sadakas, from small pots, v'ad chavius ludiyos, until ludian jugs, it has to, its broken piece has to be able to hold a revius. Miludius v'ad lachmiyos, from Chavius Ludmius until the bigger pots of base lechem, v'chatzi loig. Melachmiyos v'ad chatzavim gedolim, from the keli of base lechem until real big casks, the broken piece has to hold a loig. Now we have one more opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yomer, chatzavim gedolim, first of all, the big cask, if it breaks, then she'urin b'shnei lugin. Its shear is two lugin. Hapachim hagalilim v'achavionos, galilim jugs, and their casks. Shear kirkoreiseim, the amount that the, he doesn't hold of sichas katan, but rather the piece, if it doesn't need to be propped up, and it has an interior, it's kol shehein, it's as if it could hold just the minimum amount of oil. However, in the case of the pachim galilim, when it breaks, it doesn't have walls because they lie flat. The ein lahem defunas, they don't have walls. Very technical, some of these mishnayos. We want to remind you that last night's Svira was 40, and Reb Chananya ben Akasha Amar, Ratz HaKadosh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.